Welcome back. It is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Chris did a great commentary over my vacation about New Year's resolutions. Instead of making resolutions, he's a little more introspective and reflective, looking back on the program, especially how he complimented me in the commentary. It was probably one of his best that he's ever done.
Uh-huh. You saved that, did you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. I play it in the morning. I get the Rocky theme.
That's your Ron Burgundy moment. Yeah,
I play the theme to Rocky.
Yeah.
You know, I go into the kitchen, uh-huh. bust up some ribs, and then, you know, listen to the commentary.
In every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better.
And doggone it, people like me. All right, so did you guys do any resolutions? You know, it's obligatory. We got to talk about it. Did you?
I've made two.
Yeah.
And one is already gone. It only lasted hours instead of days.
Really?
Yeah.
You quit being such a person?
No, I said I wasn't going to swear as much as I have in the past. That lasted a couple hours.
No.
But I did decide I'm going to cook more real food this year as opposed to eating out of a can or eating out of a box or eating processed food. I'm going to cook some actual food.
So you're a heat it and eat it kind of guy.
I am, and I'm going to change that this year at least a couple of times a week. That's
well,
my
listen,
mission.
If you want some help with that, I love cooking, so I'll be more than happy to share with you some great things to do. Anyway, what about you? Any resolutions?
No.
No? All right, next. Red Bull did a study, and these are the 10 most common New Year's resolutions that people are going to make this year.
From Red Bull, for people who have taken sleep in the name of doing more things.
Lose weight. Yeah. Improve your health. Sure. Travel more. That's a good one. Ask for a raise. Check. Going on more dates. This one, I can't do that one.
No.
Well, with the, you know. Proposing or getting married. Nope, not going to do that one. Learning an instrument. Yeah, I wouldn't mind learning how to. Yeah, I wouldn't mind learning another instrument. That'd be kind of cool.
Harder to do the older you get.
Yeah.
It's like learning a new language.
I wish. I mean, yeah. In hindsight, time that I spent doing whatever, playing Atari,
yeah.
If that time was spent learning the piano, I mean, what a hit I'd be at parties. Now Chris plays the Gershwin songbook.
Going skydiving. This one I waffle on. There are times when I'm like, yeah, let's go. And the other times like, oh, no. Uh-uh. But there are times.
Skydiving is a 100% needless risk.
Yeah, but it's life. You know, it's like, grab it and enjoy it.
No.
Learning how to surf or snowboard. Surf, yes. When I first came up here, I thought, yeah, I want to learn how to snowboard. No, I'm 47 years old. I don't want to break anything. No. And climbing a mountain. No. So here are some New Year's resolutions that actually work. Time magazine came out with these. And I, you know what? Some of these make some sense. You ready? Number one, subscribe to a fruit delivery service.
Well, that will force you to eat more fruit.
And I'm not talking Adam Lambert.
Yeah. That will force you to eat healthier if you have it delivered to your door. You can't make the excuse of not going out to get it.
Well, it says you don't want to waste it. You've paid for it.
Right.
So you'll end up eating healthier before the next batch of fruit arrives.
So once a month, the basket of the month arrives.
Sure.
Oh, look, there's a pineapple in here and there are bananas.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. It's not a bad idea. Set up your bank account so that someone you trust can withdraw money if you go off your diet. That's brutal.
Wait a minute, what?
If you go off your diet, if you're going to do a diet, it's like I would set you, okay? And I give you authorization that a set amount you could withdraw. And if you caught me cheating on my diet, you could go and tap my bank account.
Gotcha.
That's pretty clever.
Never.
Well, it'd have to be somebody you trust, not you. To make sure you save money, start an automatic deposit from your checking account into a savings account at regular intervals. This is very, very good. If you can, have it done where it doesn't even go into your checking account. It's just when you get direct deposit, some goes to your checking and a little bit goes into savings, so you never see it.
I saw this online, and this is easy. You could save $3,000 if each day, each week, $1 the first week, $2 the second week.
Yeah.
So by the end of the year, you got to get $45, $46.
Yeah.
You will have $3,000 saved up by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that seems really, really easy.
There's a lot of ways to do that. Instead of forcing yourself to go to the gym, set up reoccurring workout appointments with friends. You'll be a lot less likely to bail out on them. That's a good idea, too. Because you don't want to call them and say, I don't feel like going.
Right.
Oh, come on.
You wouldn't leave your friend hanging. Right, right.
Unless you got a friend that's just like you and you call them and go, you want to go get breakfast? Yeah, where's there a buffet? bacon me. And last but not least, I do not get along. I don't agree with this one. Get a dog. Once you make the commitment, you'll be taking walks every day for a decade. No, you won't. I know this because I let my dog loose in the backyard. Go take care of business. Come back when you're done. I'm in here getting coffee. Uh-uh. You're not going to do it for a walk. Not up here.
Your backyard is filled with landmines? Really?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir, it is.
And in the spring, you go out there and pick it up.
No, I mean, they show up in the snow, okay? It's not hard to find. When they freeze, they're easier to pick up and clean up. You chuck them in the trash.
You do this, once a week?
Yeah, a couple times a week. Or if the neighbors aren't home, flick it in there.
Right. That works.
Huh? No, you disagree?
That only works if they have a dog. Although they'll go out there and say, hey,
or
my dog's poop is in shape like this.
Or
it's a deer. Must be a deer.
It must be a deer. Either they have a dog or a very unruly child.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay.
Yeah? All right, so News Factor Online came out and said that a lot of us think that 2014 is going to go better for us than 2013. What do you think? I agree. I'm thinking 2014 is going to be a banner year.
Everybody thinks that the first week of January.
Yeah, but I have a reason.
They're delusional most of the time.
No. I have a reason. We kicked butt in 2013. I think we're going to do even better. I think this show has a lot of potential for the next year. I think we're going to grow and expand and infect a lot of people.
I think that
infect.
Yeah, kind of
nice
like a
choice
fungus.
Of words. There
kinda
you
like
go.
A fungus.
2014 could be good as long for me personally. I've got to stay out of those health insurance exchanges.
Oh, yeah.
If this is the year that something happens, I can't get my insurance through here, instant financial crunch.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for depressing me.
Mm.
All right. So here, you know what? Now I was. That actually bottomed me out a little bit.
Why? You're not. Why are you going to lose your insurance through here? You're not going to lose your insurance through here. You're not going to have to go into the exchanges.
Mm. Costs are costs,
my
friend.
There are a lot of people who are under the assumption that their company will continue to provide health care into the future. And in 2014, a lot of people are going to find out that's not the case.
They are going to be surprised. All right, so here are some reasons, Tom, to be optimistic about 2014.
Okay.
I know this goes against your grain, but
all
here
right.
we go. You
okay,
ready?
Sure.
All right, one Everly Brother down, one to go.
Oh, stop it.
Huh? Miley Cyrus possibly cannot get any more naked than she did in 13.
I think she can, actually.
You think? Next season, NFL uniforms are going to include 6-inch thick head-to-toe bubble wrap. So we got that going for us. Alec Baldwin no longer has a TV show.
Mm.
And mark my words, this is the year, my friends, we get hover cars.
No, it's not.
You.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. I just opened up a Munchie stand in Colorado, so I'm
big
set.
Big bucks, yep.
Mm-hmm. President Obama said it's going to be a good year, and this guy's never wrong about anything. All right? I'm just saying. And by the way, a lot of us have Rob Ford in our death pool. So this is going to be a great year. Tom, you sell gay sweaters, and Bob Costas is gearing up to host another Winter Olympics. So you got that going for you. Going good. Galunga. Speaking of the Winter Olympics, you give your first chance in 4 years to have extended conversations about the luge, which I've been looking forward to. Now, not everyone in the country has affordable, effective health care at an affordable price with minimal government bureaucracy like we do. That's awesome. And this one, again, is for you. Most states, like you said, will legalize same-sex marijuana. There it is. Those are the things to be upbeat about in 2014. WSAU, coming right back.
And now, covering the weather like it's never been covered before. From high above the city in the Weather Watcher chopper, it's Tad Strong. On the streets in the Weather Assault Tank, it's Race Martin. And far below the surface of a secret lake in the Storm Sub, it's Dash Harrington. And now, standing in the front lines of weather madness, casting aside his own personal safety, braving unsurmountable odds, here is Bolt Titan!
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Might want to wear a sweater.
For all your weather needs, stay tuned to this station. Your life may just depend on it.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.